Let's pick up Chris in California, and she's got a question about how she could strengthen the cartilage and the tissue in her knee. Are you there, Chris?
Oh, I am. Hi.
And how old a woman are you?
Young, 65.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
155.
Okay. Well, you know, I often hear people talking about, I may need a hip replacement or a knee replacement or a this replacement. I'm here to tell you there's nothing like factory equipment. So the first thing that we want to do is find out what scars and traumas may be reflexing to that knee that's sedating the normal energy flow there, and erase those, and then really get the nutrition going for that tissue and see if this wonderful body you're trapped in can just restore and achieve the ideal structure and function for that knee. So the first thing is, what scars and trauma are on the body? Do you have any major scars at the knee or at your foot?
Well, I had a knee arthroscopy for a torn meniscus in September.
Oh, just September, though.
Yeah.
Okay, how about 20, 30 years ago? Because these interference fields usually act slowly but relentlessly. How about a tailbone injury, an episiotomy, a scar on the foot, any other major scars?
No.
Okay, so did you have babies?
Yeah, three.
Three, and you didn't have an episiotomy. You never tore rectally to vaginally.
Three sections.
I had three C-sections.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's unlikely. So it may be a blower injury in childhood, so you may need a QRA practitioner to find your interference field. So what I can do for you now is just talk about the best nutrition. So step one, of course, is pH paper, so we can monitor how your nutrition is going. Then something called pH Trio, and I always like that with the aloe drink, okay, not the aloe powder, it's too sweet. And what you're going to do is start at a half teaspoon of coral, and you're going to increase it a half teaspoon every 3 days until you have an ideal first morning urine pH of 6.4 to 7.0. So you get a roll of pH paper, tear off a piece, pass it through the first morning's urine stream, and it changes color. You match it to the chart on the graph, and you see you want to force it to the green zone, 6.4 to 7.0. Okay, as you're working on that, at the same time you're working on that, you want to support kidney and you want to support parathyroid. These are the two guys that control bone metabolism. So at your body weight and age, maybe 2 kidney per meal and 2 teaspoons of nano green tea, which is on special today, and you'll mix that in maybe 16 ounces of water and sip it after breakfast. Okay.
What about joint support?
You're ahead of me.
I am.
You know, the main reason that a male and female have so much difficulty in youth is that you women know the answer without the question, and us poor plodding males must work through. So please allow me to plod here.
I will.
Okay. So we've got the basic nutrition, and that pH Trio also gives you cod liver oil, so you've got vitamin D. You've got support for kidney and parathyroid. Now, what more can you do for the bone itself? Well, there's bone and joint, which we know is awesome support for osteoporosis. And this guy is support for any aspect of the bone, including promoting the best anti-inflammatory response. So what I would say here is maybe as much as 6 bone and joint per meal. And now you've got the nutrition going. The only thing that's still worrying me is I don't know where the scar traumas are that may be sedating the best health for that knee. It's also possible that the body functioning like a pulley, if this is your right knee,
yes, right knee,
right knee, that you may have had a left elbow injury as a child, and that guy is triggering the increased load to the right kidney. This is a theory that comes from acupuncture. So what I would suggest is you call the order line, get the number of a QRA practitioner, and see them to find Your C-section might do it, but it's unlikely. I'm looking for an injury at your tailbone, a foot injury, something that would reflex directly at that knee and cut off the normal energy flow. That's what I got to find. Otherwise, you need an ever-escalating amount of nutrition to get an ever-diminishing response. Bad deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the two MRIs that I had showed that my cartilage is just about gone.
Yeah, well, of course, that's possible from the interference field cutting off the nutrition to the site. Once you have the plasma energy field, the all-controlling energy field, focused and working, now the body can unleash the best health for that tissue, okay? And that's the key. Believe me, if you do get a replacement, it's going to be good 5 or 10 years, and it's going to be an interference field itself. Wow. I certainly see when something's gone, amputated, that we need these things. But before, I think the best thing you could possibly do on this planet is fight like heck to get the right nutrition into that tissue. Now, I do recall your age also tells me that it's going to be critical for you to be on digest, like 2-Quantum Digest, at the start of meals, and the HCL detox kit at the end of the meals. Now, because of your C-section scars, they may be sedating stomach. If that's true, then you try the HCL detox kit, and it may not work for you because you're going to need 4-HCL and 2-Activator end of meals. And if that bothers you, stop and get a stomach complex, and you would take 2 of those as tea even before the digest. You would drink the complete tea. You throw them in the cup, the whole capsule, fill the cup with water at a high boil, and cover it, let it steep for 10 minutes, and then drink the whole thing before you eat. Now at the end, you can take the HCL detox kit. Won't bother you at all, but it's a warning that there's something sedating stomach, so what we need to do is find that interference field, and I'm pretty certain it's going to be those 3 C-sections. So,
what about a knee injury years and years ago?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And there may be a scar there, and that scar can be the interference field. We need to hunt that down and clear it. Where do you live in California?
The Ventura area.
Ventura, okay. Well, we have a number of people up there, and, of course, our own clinic is down there in Torrance.
Uh-huh.
Rachel, who manages that clinic, can easily check you for scars and traumas. And, of course, Dr. Medici is down there, and he could take over from head to toe. You wouldn't need any guesswork.
Oh, okay.
The phone number there is
310-320-1132.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
Good luck, and give me a buzz after a couple months. Well, not even. I mean, you'll be able to tell the difference usually in 3 or 4 weeks. Give me a buzz in a month. Let me know how you're doing. Okay?
What do they do?
What does the clinic do? They do quantum reflex analysis. This is a technology where you can scan the body, find the imbalances, find exactly what it takes to fix that nutrition-wise. That's part one. Part two, go through the body for all scars and traumas and figure out what mud packs need to be done to restore the normal energy flow through those scars and traumas permanently so they stop sedating any key organ or gland.
And in Torrance, they do that?
They do that really well.
Okay. And there's a place in Ventura or the other?
There are places, if you call the order line, they can give you referrals near you as well.
Right.
That's not a problem. And they will help you. And, of course, the clinic in Torrance is even open today. I would think Rachel would be there. I don't know about Dr. Medici today, but maybe. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye.